请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Brothers and sisters, let us read the word of God together.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开腓立比书。
Brothers and sisters, will you turn with me to Philippians?
腓立比书，我们还是读，先读第三章。
Philippians, let us first read from chapter 3.
第三章第十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
第十三节、十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事。就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count to have got possession myself, but one thing, forgetting the things behind and stretching out to the things before, I pursue looking towards the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
然后十八、十九节
，verses 18 and 19，
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and their glory in their shame, who mind earthly things.
第二章
Philippians chapter
2. 第二章我们从第五节读到第八节。
Philippians chapter 2, starting from verse 5 to 8.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
For let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of rapine to be on an equality with God, but emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men, and having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross.
第九节
Verse 9.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Wherefore, also God highly exalted him and granted him a name that which is above every name.
与十四节和到十六节。
Verses 14 to 16.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪。在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做成无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Do all things without murmurings and reasonings, that ye may be harmless and simple, irreproachable children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation.Among whom ye appear as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, so as to be a boast for me in Christ's day, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
我们回头看第三章。
We'll turn back to Philippians chapter 3.
第三章的，对不起，就是看第三章的第三节到第六节。
Chapter 3, verses 3 to 6.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，这个敬拜原文的意思是侍奉，我们这以神的灵侍奉，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。其实我也可以靠着肉体， 若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
Verses 3 to 6. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God, worship in the original text is serve, and boast in Christ Jesus, and do not trust in flesh. Though I have my trust even in flesh, if any other think to trust in flesh, I rather. As to circumcision, I received it the eighth day, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, persecuting the assembly, as to righteousness, which is in the law, found blameless. But what things were gained to me?
我们最后读这个罗马书第一章第九节。
Lastly, the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 9.
我在他儿子福音上用心灵，这原文就是灵啊，用灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
Romans chapter 1 verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the glad tidings of his son, how unceasingly I make mention of you.
这次特会我的负担是和弟兄姊妹讲到认识基督是标杆。
The burden which I've been entrusted for the conference to share with brothers and sisters is that Christ be our goal.
保罗在腓立比书里面用他自己的经历做了见证。
In the book of Philippians, Paul uses his own experience to be the testimony.
神如何改变了他人生的一个标杆。
How God has changed the goal of his life.
他知道现在他的标杆是基督。
He knows now that his goal is Christ.
基督徒只有活出基督。
Only for Christians to live out Christ,
我们的生活才有意义。
Then there would be meaning to our life.
我们将来才是真正的得着。
Then we shall truly gain in what's ahead.
所以昨天我们已经和弟兄姊妹简单的说到。
And yesterday we have already simply mentioned.
保罗为要达到这样的一个目的。
In order for Paul to obtain to such a goal.
他向着标杆啊有四种重要的追求。
And he has four very important pursuits.Upon this goal,
他要追求认识基督。
To know Christ,
他要得着基督。
To gain Christ,
他要享受基督。
And to enjoy Christ,
他要活出基督。
Also to express and manifest Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果把保罗的一生看过。
Now brothers and sisters, to see the entire life of Paul.
的确他在后面的生活完全是向这个标杆往前的。
Truly in the last half of his life, he was heading toward this goal.
当你读保罗的所写的十三封书信，
When we read all the 13 epistles of Paul,
他每一封书信对着每一个问题，每一件事物，都是从基督做解答。
Each issue, each matter encounters, Christ is the answer.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
他是一个有标杆的人。
He has one who has to go before him.
他也竭力地向着这个标杆往前。
And he also strives diligently toward this goal.
所以这个标杆转变了他的生活。
Therefore, this goal changed, transformed his entire life.
那我们今天下午在这里要讲到，这个标杆也转变了保罗的侍奉。
Now this afternoon, we'll look upon how this goal has transformed his service.
我们知道保罗现在向着这个标杆的侍奉。
We know that Paul now is serving toward this goal.
他侍奉的方式跟他从前是完全不一样。
The form of his service is completely unlike before.
很简单的来说，保罗说现在我是用我的灵来侍奉神。
Simply put, Paul is serving with his spirit now.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个用灵侍奉神才是正确的侍奉。
To serve God in the spirit is the accurate way of service.
我们知道我们的主耶稣到地上来。
Now we know when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
他作为神的仆人。
As a servant of God.
是一个最标准的仆人。
He was the model of a servant of God.
他是一个榜样。
He was an example.
那么神是用基督的道成肉身来说明一个真正侍奉神的人是应该怎样侍奉。
God uses the very fact of the word become flesh to show us how a servant ought to serve.
我们看见我们主的侍奉就是一个灵的侍奉。
We see the service, the ministry of our Lord is one of the spirit.
主为了说明 他用这个灵来侍奉神。
In order to express to us how he served in the Spirit.
他就是告诉我们，我们不能凭自己。
He tells us we cannot do it upon ourselves, upon the flesh.
所以主耶稣30岁时候出来侍奉。
So when our Lord came to minister when he was 30.
他第一件事情就是受浸。
The first thing was he was baptized.
因为我们的主没有罪，他不需要受浸。
Our Lord was sinless, he did not need to be baptized.
但是我们主的受浸是埋藏他的己。
But the fact that he was baptized was that he would bury himself.
他说明他以后的侍奉他完全不靠自己。
This speaks of the flesh that when he serves is not according to himself.
他是在灵里面侍奉。
He serves in the spirit.
所以他说话凭着圣灵。
So when he speaks, it is of the spirit.
那么他行事也凭着圣灵。
When he worked and acted, it was according to the spirit.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
我们知道主耶稣所做的这个标准的榜样。
We know this perfect model example of our Lord's.
也影响了保罗的侍奉。
Also impacted
保罗从基督的身上现在知道什么样的侍奉才是最正确的侍奉。
From the person of Christ, now Paul knows what is the right, the true service.
弟兄姊妹们
,brothers and sisters,
我们知道在圣经中神只给我们这一个标准的榜样。
We know that this is the perfect example which is scripture shows us.
所以保罗从来不以任何的人做榜样。
Therefore, Paul does not use any person as the model, the example.
你知道教会历史上我们很多人侍奉主我们都喜欢这个用人做榜样。
And you know, throughout church history, when we serve, we like to look to others as our example.
尤其我们年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially younger brothers and sisters.
当我们佩服一些年长的弟兄姊妹的时候。
When we have great respect for the elderly brothers and sisters.
我们有很多的时候我们就以他们做对象来做模仿。
Many times they are our object and we try to model ourselves after them.
当然有的是非常好你模仿一点也没有错。
Of course, some are very good examples so we can imitate somewhat.
因为保罗呢他在世的日子他的侍奉也有很多人模仿他。
And even during Paul's lifetime, there are others who model themselves after Paul.
但是保罗说你们要效法我要像我效法基督。
But Paul tells them, you imitate me as I imitate Christ.
他总是把人引到基督那里。
He always would direct man to Christ.
我年轻的时候。
And when I was young.
我们有很多青年弟兄姊妹。
There are many young brothers and sisters.
哎呀我们有的弟兄姊妹对一些年长弟兄姊妹呢佩服得不得了。
And there are young brothers and sisters who greatly respect the elderly brothers and sisters.
甚至有的人讲道连那个声调都很像一个人。
And some would preach like the elder brother in their tone.
那么有的人呢那个姊妹穿着什么衣服她也照样穿什么样衣服。
And some sisters would dress alike like the elderly sisters.
那个在那里那个心中啊对他们的一种的这个佩服啊。
And it was to show off the great respect they had in their hearts for the elderly saints. And they used them as a model.
我们知道保罗蒙恩得救的时候。
We know that when Paul was saved by grace.
他是个年轻人。
He was a young man.
不错我们都知道斯提凡对他有很大的影响。
And we know that Stephen had a great impact upon him.
但是他没有用斯提凡做榜样。
But yet he did not use Stephen as the example.
那个时候十二使徒都在的。
There are 12 apostles there.
彼得、约翰都在的。
Peter and John was there.
但是他也没有用这些人做榜样。
Likewise, he did not look to them as the example.
甚至他在加拉太书这样说。
Even to Galatians, he says.
他说那些有名望的人并没有加增我什么。
Those of renown did not add anything to me.
我们知道这不是一个骄傲。
We know that he was not speaking of pride.
自从他在大马色上遇见主之后。
Because after the Lord met him on the way to Damascus.
他心里非常的清楚。
He knew clearly in his heart.
神只给我们一个榜样。
God only gave us one example.
这个榜样就是基督。
And this example is Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们也必须要清楚。
Today we must be extremely clear.
我们里面的标杆是基督的自己。
Our goal within is Christ himself.
所以这是今天我们看见保罗有了一个大的转变。
And we see such a great transformation in Paul.
那么保罗主耶稣基督是用灵侍奉。
And our Lord Jesus served in the Spirit.
所以呢他也用灵来侍奉。
Therefore, Paul also served in the Spirit.
我们都知道人类堕落的故事。
We know the story of the fall of man.
撒旦当初让人吃分别善恶树的果子。
Satan allowed tricked man to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of tree of good and evil.
非常知道神在人身上的心意。
Now, Satan knew well the heart's desire of God upon man.
他知道神造人是灵魂体。
And he knew that God created man in his image of spirit, soul, and body.
这个灵是用来侍奉神的。
And the spirit is used to serve God.
所以他用分别善恶树的果子叫这个灵死了。
Therefore, he used the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil for the spirit to die.
或者叫它枯萎了，变得没有功用。
Or to dry up and lose its function.
果然这个果子吃下去之后，
At last, when the fruit was eaten,
神就没有办法用人了。
God cannot use man.
神本来要人成为一个侍奉的人。
God desired for man to be one who serves. Now the spirit is dead.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们都很清楚。
Today we know clearly.
我们要用灵侍奉神是多么重要的事情。
It is very important for us to serve God in the spirit.
因为我们的灵可以跟神有交通。
Because with the spirit we can have fellowship with God.
我们的灵里面的眼睛可以看见。
And the spirit of our eyes can be open to see.
所以在一个世代的里面。
In our generation.
如果没有任何一个人在灵里可以跟神交通
If no one can have fellowship with God in the spirit
灵里的眼睛再也看不见神永远的旨意
When the eyes of our spirit no longer can see that eternal will of God
那个整个时代就是一个黑暗的时代
Then it is a generation of darkness
我们知道我们前面的很多弟兄姊妹们
We know so many saints before us
他们一生的年日
Throughout their days
能够把很多神的祝福带到地上
They're able to bring us many blessings of God
他们把很宝贵的信息传给我
Many precious messages they share with us
弟兄姊妹因为他们的灵活在神的跟前
Brothers and sisters that's because their spirit lived before God
所以今天弟兄姊妹主人就在地上寻找那个美好的灵性。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, God is seeking for that good, wonderful spirit in us.
如果主能找着一个人可以交通。
When God is able to find one where he can have communion.
这不仅是我们个人的福气。
It's not only an individual blessing.
这整个时代就会带来亮光。
But it will bring light to the entire generation.
如果我们的灵都不能跟谁有交通。
If our spirit cannot have that fellowship with God.
我们属灵的眼睛也看不见。
And our spiritual eyes cannot see.
我们光靠过去的人的那一些的看见是不够的。
And we depend upon the light of the saints before us. That is not enough.
主要今天的。
Today.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们我们真的要从保罗的话里面得到激励。
Is what the Lord is after. We must receive encouragement from the word of Paul.
所以我们要知道我们是要应当用灵来侍奉。
Therefore, we must understand we must serve God in the spirit.
那么我们知道保罗在腓立比书里面亲自的做见证。
And we know that Paul gives his own testimony in the book of Philippians.
在他没有遇见主之前。
Before he met the Lord.
他说我的侍奉呢都是宗教式的。
He said,
都是属肉体的。
He said his service was of the flesh, it is religious.
是靠着天然的生命。
It is by his natural life.
刚才我们在第三章里面读到了。
And we have read earlier in chapter 3.
他跟其他人一样都是靠着肉体夸口的。
And just like others, he would boast in the flesh.
我们知道这个肉体呢就是魂生命。
And we know that this flesh is the life of the soul.
就是天然的生命。
It is a natural life.
这就是人天然的智慧能力。
It is our natural wisdom, our natural strength.
你看看今天在这个地上。
We see throughout this world,
在整个基督教的里面,
there are many in Christendom,
到处都在高举人,
there are many who exalt men,
高举人的智慧,
to exalt man's wisdom,
高举人的知识,
man's knowledge,
高举人的方法,
and man's ways.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
保罗从前是这样侍奉,
this is how Paul served in the past.
他说, 如果你们靠肉体可以夸口, 我比你们更可以夸口。
If you have confidence and boast in the flesh, rather I.
保罗说我在一个正宗的传统的一个宗教的里面。
And Paul says he was in the traditional, the orthodox religion.
我第八天受割礼。
I was circumcised on the eighth day.
绝对没有少一天多一天。
It was not one day less or one day more.
标准的。
And it was correct.
第八天受割礼。
Circumcised on the eighth day.
我是便雅悯支派。的人希伯来人所生的希伯来人
Yes, he was a Hebrew of Hebrews of the tribe of Benjamin
你看保罗从前讲起这些事的时候他是多么的骄傲
We can just see in the tone when he spoke of these things how prideful he was what boast he had
并且从年轻时候他就立志做一个法利赛人
And even when he was young he was determined to be a Pharisee
并且在最严谨的教门底下受教
And he was taught of the utmost strictness orthodox a Pharisee.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这些法利赛人是遵守律法的。
Now, brothers and sisters, we know how the Pharisees kept the law.
我每次回头读旧约圣经啊。
And each time when I read the Old Testament.
哎呀，我都感谢主，我没有生在旧约。
Now, I thank the Lord I was not born during those times.
如果我们那个时候生在旧约。
If we were born in the Old Testament time.
你读一读这个利未记。
And we read Leviticus.
哎呀，不得了了。
Oh, it's too much.
那个侍奉神呢，可是难得不得了。
If we were to serve God under that situation, it's very rigorous.
我们今天呢，光是把它从字面上读过来都读不清楚。
Even by the letter of the word today, we are unclear.
读得头昏脑胀。
It confuses us.
怎么能记住这些东西呢？
How can I understand and remember all of it?
那个生活的要求是多么的复杂的。
And all the requirements of the sacrifice and our daily living is very complex.
但是保罗做一个严谨的法利赛人。
But Paul was a very strict Pharisee.
他不仅是知道这些。
Not only did they know this.
他有强烈的意志遵行这些。
But he was ambitious and determined to practice it.
他说在律法上面来讲我是无可指摘。
He says as far as the law is concerned, blameless.
哎呀，这个年轻人真是了不起。
Now this young man was wonderful.
那么的认真的。
And he was so serious.
啊，那么并且他说就热心上来讲我是逼迫教会。
And as for zeal, he persecuted the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗自己告诉我们他从前的侍奉完全是肉体。
So brothers and sisters, Paul tells us when he served in the past, it was according to the flesh.
这是天然的生命。
It was his natural life.
他是在一个宗教式的一种方式侍奉神。
In religious form, he served God.
但是从前他觉得这样侍奉主没什么不对啊。
In the past, he felt this was completely right.
他杀害基督徒他还觉得 非常的光荣、啊、
He persecuted and killed the Christians. It was his pride.
所以弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
是主怜悯他
It was by the mercy of the Lord
让他遇见了基督
So that he met Christ.
我们看见他整个侍奉的方式一个大的改变
And we see the drastic change in the direction of his service.
现在他知道
And now he knew
侍奉神
To serve God
是凭着灵
It is according to the Spirit.
不是凭着肉体
Not according to the flesh.
那么保罗也深知道主耶稣基督钉十字架。
And Paul also knew well how Christ was crucified.
其中有一个非常重要的点。
And there's a very important point in this.
就是神要借着十字架致死我们的天然生命。
It is through the cross that God will mortify the flesh, the natural life.
这个是很奇妙的一件事情。
Now, this is very wonderful.
啊，我常常和弟兄姊妹讲。
And oftentimes I say to brothers and sisters.
主耶稣钉十字架很简单。
It's very simple for our Lord to be crucified on the cross.
那是一个残酷的刑罚。
It was a very cruel punishment.
主耶稣付上重大代价惨死在十字架上。
And our Lord paid a great and heavy price to be crucified, died on the cross.
但是到了保罗的时代。
But during Paul's time,
当他举目看十字架的时候。
When he lifted his eyes to behold the cross.
他看见了十字架不同的意义。
He saw a different meaning of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以因此呢在新约时代中间。
Therefore, in the New Testament,
解释十字架意义最清楚的就是保罗。
It is Paul who has a very clear understanding explanation of the cross.
主耶稣基督钉十字架对他来讲变成一个极大的奥秘。
It is a great mystery to Paul of the Lord's crucifixion.
他看见其中所显出的功效那个之大弟兄姊妹们超乎人的想象。
He saw the great function, the effect of the crucifixion of our Lord's being hung on the cross.
所以他知道主耶稣在十字架上的死。
He know that the death of our Lord on the cross.
可以解决我们浑生命中间所有一切败坏的事物。
Is able to put to death all of the natural flesh.
所以他告诉我们
So he tells us
我们要靠着圣灵借着十字架的工作致死我们的肉
It is by the spirit through the working of the cross to mortify, put to death the flesh
因为只有天然的生命被致死了
Only when this natural life is put to death
我们的灵才完全得到自由
Then the spirit can be released and set free
我们都知道主耶稣救赎我们之后
And we know that after our Lord Jesus redeemed and saved us,
我们人的灵就苏醒
Now our spirits are made alive, quickened.
但是呢
But,
因为我们是一个堕落的人
Because we are a fallen race.
我们魂的力量非常的大
The power of that soul is still very strong.
所以呢我们的灵被整个堕落的魂包围住的。
And our spirit is covered, surrounded by the fallen soul.
所以虽然呢 我们已经开始有点苏醒，我们知道宇宙中有神了。
Even though our spirit is quick and made alive, we know there is God.
我们也知道主耶稣基督的血能洗净我们一切。
And we know full well the blood of our Lord can cleanse us of our sin.
我们也知道因着这个主给我们一个新的生命。
And we know by this we have a new life from the Lord.
但是我们灵的那个功用人就是非常的微弱。
But the function of that spirit is still very weak and tender.
这就是为什么今天在教会中。
And this is why in the church today,
大体的神的儿女们的侍奉都非常软弱的一个原因。
So much of the service of the children of God is without power.
是我们是信了主了。
Yes, we believe in the Lord.
但是呢，我们却是没有能够有好的一种的侍奉。
But we cannot serve well.
因为呢，我们的灵被我们的魂包围住。
Because our spirit is enveloped by the soul.
所以主耶稣钉十字架。
Therefore, when our Lord was crucified on the cross,
他不仅救赎我们的灵。
Not only did he deliver, save our spirit.
在地上更重要十字架的工作呢，就是拯救我们的魂。
But the more important work and salvation of the cross is to save us of our soul.
弟兄姊妹，你我都是有魂的。
Brothers and sisters, you and I,Have a soul.
你我知道这个魂是一个什么回事。
Do we understand about the soul?
今天我们知道地上人类中间所有一切大的难处都是从这个堕落的魂里面出来的。
We know all the difficulty and challenges of man today is because of the effect of the fallen soul.
基督徒的家庭难处跟这个魂有关系。
The difficulty lies in a Christian family because of the soul.
整个教会的生活里面产生的难处也跟这个魂有关系。
The challenges in church living, church life is because of the soul.
在我们个人的生活侍奉里面，这个魂也是一个相当关键的一个东西。
In our daily living, in our daily lives, it is also connected with the soul.
所以我们如果这个肉体不被致死，这个魂生命不被致死。
If the flesh, the soul is not put to death and mortified.
我们的灵就没有办法得到自由。
Then there is no liberty for the spirit.
所以保罗在腓立比书第三章第十节那里告诉我们。
Therefore, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, Paul
tells us, 他说使我认识基督。
That I may know Christ.
他后面讲到效法他的死。
And to be conformed to his death.
或者我也可以得以从死里复活。
If by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead.
你看保罗讲这个话呢，好像有点不是很有把握。
Now, you seem like maybe Paul is not so confident when he says this.
那就看你在这个十字架的死的经历上面到底死的对不对。
Well, that depends on the experience of the death of the cross if we have died correctly.
我们知道属灵的事情很多都有假冒的。
Now, we know with spiritual matters, there is much hypocrisy.
我们有很多说用我们人的这个道德涵养修养呢代替十字架。
Many a times, because of being cultivated, being cultured, our education, our refinement, we take that and replace and substitute that for the working of the cross.
所以宾路易师母讲到。
And so, Jesse Penn Lewis said,
他说你死要死得对。
If you die, you must die rightly.
你只有死得对。
Only when you die in the right way,
才可能有生命的流。
Then there would be the flow of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
经过很多的事情
through many experiences of Paul,
都叫他学习经历基督的死。
He learns to learn, conform to the death of Christ.
那么他告诉我他说他要效法磨成基督死的样子。
He says to be made conformable to the death of Christ.
或者这个复活的能力能从我身上显现出来。
If by any means he can obtain to the power of this resurrected life.
不错，基督把一切都做成了。
Yes, Christ has completed all.
神的大能也在那里了。
And the might of God is there.
但是能从我们身上显出来吗？
But in order for that to be released and manifested.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的魂还是那么强劲的。
Brothers and sisters, if the soul life is still so strong.
还是那么大的。
And that's so mighty in us.
我们就没有办法让这个生命能从我们身上流露出来。
And then this life cannot outflow from us.
所以今天在我们基督徒的侍奉当中
therefore in our Christian service today,
我们的魂肉体是最大的仇敌。
This soul, this flesh is the greatest enemy.
但是神已经给我们有路。
But yet God has already given us a way.
已经成就了十字架的工作。
Because Christ has already finished salvation's work.
所以呢，我们需要学会背起十字架跟从。
Therefore, we must learn to pick up our cross and follow after him.
我们需要让我们天然的生命被致死。
That our natural life must be put to death.
弟兄姊妹，这个魂生命
，brothers and sisters, this soul life,
它的影响非常的厉害
，has a great impact.
它在我们这个人里面呢，好像什么像云雾一样。
And how is it in our life? It is like a cloud over us.
啊，当你知道你看一个风景的时候
，and when we have great scenery before us,
这云雾一起来就什么都遮住。
And when the fog comes before us, it blocks all the view.
我们灵里面是有眼睛的。
Yes, there's eyes in our spirit.
但是如果呢？这个魂的这个大雾啊，遮蔽在眼前的，你什么都看不见。
But if the soul is fog covers that, we cannot see anything before us.
我记得几年以前呢。
Now I remember a few years ago.
郭廷强弟兄啊，我们一起去过黄山。
And our brother Timothy and I, we visited the Yellow Mountain in Wangshan in China.
啊。那是非常美丽的一座山。
It is extremely grand and beautiful.
我看过很多山。
I've seen many mountain ranges.
哎呀，从来没发现这个山也会这么美的。
I said, wow, what a beautiful scenery, these mountain ranges.
但是当地的人告诉我们。
But the local people tell us.
他说你来的时候要来对了季节。
Oh, you have to come in the right season.
啊，他说这里啊，一年365天呢。
There are 365 days throughout the year.
300多天都是云山雾罩。
Oh, actually, over 300 days, it is covered in the clouds and the fog. You cannot have a beautiful scene.
我们那次去，我们的运气很好，结果呢，是一点云雾都没有。
We went just at the perfect time. There was nothing covering.
真是非常的美。
It was truly a scene to behold.
原来它呢，300多天都是被云雾罩住的。
Actually, more than 300 days out of the year, it was blocked by the clouds.
所以我常常想，我们基督徒的生活是不是这样的呢？
And so I thought to myself, would that be similar to our Christian living?
一年360几天。
365 days a year.
有几天是清醒的呢？
How many days of those in the year we're clear-minded and clear vision?
有几天你的灵里的眼睛是看见基督的呢？
And how many days in that year we can clearly see Christ in the eyes of our spirit?
是的，主耶稣基督的形象是非常美丽的。
Yes, his image is beautiful before us.
但是呢，被罩住了。
But he is covered.
我们的魂里面的大雾把它罩住了。
The fog of our soul has covered him.
我们就看不见基督了。
And we cannot see Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
所以我们的魂必须要被对付。
Therefore, the soul must be dealt with.
如果魂不被对付。
If the soul is not dealt with.
我们不能用灵侍奉神。
We cannot serve God in the spirit.
我们就只能靠肉体夸口了。
We can only boast of the flesh.
特别到这个末了的时代。
Especially in these last days.
弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我深深的感觉。
I deeply feel.
这个时代。
This generation.
是人的魂极度发展的一个时代。
It is an extreme prospering of the soul, development of the soul.
仇敌激动人的魂。
And how the enemy have provoked the soul of man.
出来非常浓烈的大雾
，and has covered it with a thick cloud of the soul.
不仅这个世界的人看不清楚
，not only the people of this world cannot see clearly at all.
基督徒也看不清楚
，even Christians cannot see clearly.
所以我们看见今天在地上迷惑人的事情多得不得了。
So we see there's so much deception in this world.
因为你看不见基督，你只好被迷惑了。
If we cannot see Christ, we'll be deceived.
啊，从政治、宗教、从战争，你看多少的迷惑的东西在。
From politics to religion to warfare, there's so much deception.
然后加上现代的科技。
And we have the technology of the present day.
多少的东西影响多少的人。
There's so much information that will impact and influence so many.
特别是年轻人。
Especially the younger generation.
所以人现在讲啊。
And so people will say.
全世界的人现在都有一个共同的一个行动。
And there's a one similar action that the whole world takes.
什么看手机。
And we're all put our heads down looking at our devices.
哪里去都是这样的。
It is the same everywhere you look.
多厉害呀现在。
It is so powerful.
我们的眼睛被这些东西吸引去了。
And our eyes are captivated by such things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要真的被提醒。
So brothers and sisters, we must be reminded.
今天在地上的教会也是一样。
The church is the same today.
各式各样的事物影响神的百姓。
So many things and matters and events that impact and influence the children of God.
所以我们今天处在一个非常危险的时代。
So today we're in a very perilous generation.
危险在我们看不见基督。
The danger lies in the fact we do not see Christ.
我们只看见基督之外。
We see things outside of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这些东西影响我们的灵。
All these things influence our spirit.
叫我们里面的灵没有办法得到自由。
So that our spirit is not at liberty.
保罗曾经也是被这些东西把眼睛弄瞎的。
Paul once was also blinded by these things.
他以为那些东西啊是他的骄傲。
He thought those things were a prideful, a pride to him.
所以保罗很诚实地告诉腓立比弟兄姊妹。
And so Paul plainly tells the Philippians.
我过去以为夸口的东西其实都是肉体。
All that I can boast of in the past is my flesh.
现在我是用灵侍奉我。
But now I serve in the spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们必须经历主的十字架。
Today we must experience the cross of the Lord.
要让我们的灵能够得到自由。
So that our spirit may be set free.
你知道在希伯来书里面的。
Now you know in the book of Hebrews.
讲到这个灵魂可以分开的。
It says there is the dividing of the spirit and the soul.
这是一节很特别的一节圣经。
Now this is a very unique verse in the Bible.
我们知道这是十字架的工作。
We know this is by the work of the cross.
能够叫我们的灵和魂分开来的。
For the division of the spirit and the soul.
我讲一点我自己一个小小的经历给你们听。
I will share a bit of my own experience.
去年的一月份。
Last January.
中国大陆有一班弟兄姊妹们他们要我跟他们在一起能够有一次的特会。
There are some brothers and sisters in China wanted to have a conference with them.
当然了我没有去我在网上聚会。
Of course, I could not go. We met online.
那么那个网络的主要的控制地方是在西雅图。
And the main control of the technical things online is in Seattle.
那天很多弟兄姊妹上来聚会。
There are many brothers and sisters who joined.
那我开头第一堂我讲完。
Now after I finished the first meeting.
那第二堂呢我就接着再讲。
I continue to share on the second meeting.
当我讲到最后大概还有15到20分钟的时候。
Now at the end of the second meeting about 15-20 minutes remain.
我忽然之间呢整个思想空白。
Suddenly, I just went blank.
我思想不能用。
I went blank.
我过去侍奉这么多年从来没碰过这种情形。
All these years of service, I did not encounter such an experience.
那么我把我的纲要放在眼前的。
And so I had my notes right before me.
我就翻前面我看呀前面有没有讲过
啊。I turned to the page, previous page, did I share this?
我整个人呢恍惚。
I just went blank.
但是很奇妙啊
What's amazing?
我的思想空白我嘴巴还在讲。
My mind was blank, but I was still speaking.
哎呀那后面15到20分钟。
And the last 15-20 minutes.
我就这么过去的。
And that's how it passed.
当我过去之后啊。
After it passed.
我难过得不得了。
I felt so horrible.
我说主啊我从来没碰见过这样的。
I said, Lord, I never encountered this before.
我后面这15分钟讲了什么东西了。
What did I share on the last 15 minutes?
我自己也不知道。
I don't even remember.
哎呀我觉得真是很亏欠。
I felt I come short of the Lord.
所以我就用 email 发了一个信给大陆弟兄姊妹。
So I wrote an email to the saints in China.
我说对不起。
I said, I apologize.
这第二堂后面这个时间呢可能我身体不好。
I said the last half of the meeting, I did not feel right myself.
我后面不知道讲什么。
Now, I didn't know what I was sharing the last 15 minutes.
那天我的姊妹在，我的孩子们都在。
That day, my wife was there, my children was there.
哇，他们大家都为我难过。
And they felt horrible for me.
连我的儿子都一直说 ,oh, sorry, sorry, 怎么会这样的情形。
And even my son was saying, I'm sorry, how did this happen?
结果感谢主啊
But thank the Lord.
这个大陆的弟兄们回信了。
And I had a reply from saints in China.
他说我们几个负责弟兄啊正在那里讨论你的信息呢。
As the responsible saints were discussing about your message.
他说没什么不对啊。
We didn't find anything wrong with it.
我说是吗
?I said, is that so?
我说后面那一段话还清楚吗
?I said, are those last 15-20 minutes clear?
他说很清楚啊。
Is that very clear?
哇我下次这样我不知道怎么回应啊。
I didn't know how to reply.
所以后来我就想我找我们在西雅图呢负责这个弄这个 Zoom 的弟兄 弟兄们吧。
So then I asked the saints, who was in charge of the Zoom, all the technical things.
一个弟兄坐在这里。
And he's here.
我那天就问他们，我说呢，我最后第二篇信息后面这一段呢，那么我有讲清楚吗？
I asked him, was I clear on this last 15-20 minutes of the second message?
他说我们看不出什么问题啊。
They share that we didn't find anything wrong with it.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我里面的非常的惊异
I was amazed.
啊，好像主啊，给我一点小小的经历
It was the Lord allowed for me to have this small experience.
原来我们基督徒灵魂可以分家的
So that with Christians, the spirit and the soul can be divided.
我的魂已经不能用
My soul was just not functioning.
但是呢，我的嘴还继续讲
But my mouth was still continuing to speak.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我满心感谢我的主
I'm filled with thanksgiving to my Lord.
我知道我们算不得什么
We are nothing.
但是主有的时候给我们一点小小的经历
But sometimes the Lord allows for us to have a little of this experience.
这证实一件事情
To confirm for us,
侍奉主是需要用灵的
When we serve the Lord, it must be in the Spirit.
所以只有十字架的工作
Only the work of the cross.
使我们的魂和灵能够分开
is able to tear asunder, divide the spirit and the soul,
能够致死我们的魂生命
to put to death, mortify the soul life,
好叫我们能把对的侍奉灵的侍奉献给我们的神
so that we can present to him the right service to serve him in the spirit,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
是关乎今天地上的见证教会的见证非常的重要
this is utmost important as to the testimony of the church today,
如果在我们身上看不见十字架的工作
if upon us we do not see the working of the cross,
弟兄姊妹，见证在我们手中、口中，恐怕只是一个道理。
Then, brothers and sisters, it is only a slogan in our lips about the testimony of the cross.
所有一切的能力都从肉体来的。
For all the power comes of the flesh.
那我们怎么能为主做见证
？How is it we can testify, be witnesses for the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然十字架的道理。是我们这些年一直在讲的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, though we preach the doctrine of the cross throughout the years,
主也告诉我们要背起十字架跟
随。And the Lord himself tells us to pick up our cross to follow him.
这真是一个非常重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
保罗不仅知道十字架的意义。
And not only does Paul understand, know the doctrine of the cross.
在同一个世纪。
In the first century,
保罗是实行十字架最认真的一个基督徒。
But Paul was the Christian that had practiced Sternly, very strictly, the working of the cross.
所以今天不在乎我们知不知道十字架的道理。
Therefore, today is not if we understand, have knowledge of the work of the cross.
我们真的能够认真的在这里执行吗
？But if we're serious to practice this.
所以保罗在腓立比书第三章啊。
Therefore, Paul in Philippians chapter 3.
他讲到有一般的人。
He said there is a group of people.
他们行事成了十字架的仇敌。
And they have made themselves enemies of the cross.
保罗讲到这个保罗就流泪了
And when Paul speaks of this, he even weeps.
保罗内心很伤痛
It really pained, ached his heart.
因为他自己蒙拯救
Because he himself was saved.
知道不能用肉体侍奉神
That he cannot serve in the flesh.
但是看看他周遭的情况
But he sees those around him.
多少侍奉主的人
There are so many who serve the Lord.
他们弃绝十字架
They reject the cross.
他们不要十字架
They do not want the cross.
弟兄姊妹今天呢在整个地上的教会
Brothers and sisters, the church today,
十字架的道理也是被人所忽略的。
It is also the doctrine of the cross is neglected by man.
我们多半都是用人的方法。
So many times we use man's way.
用人的智慧。
We use man's wisdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这里保罗就告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us.
这些人他们成为十字架的仇敌。
They have made themselves enemies of the cross.
他说他们的神就自己的肚腹。
Their belly is their God.
他们只追求自己的满足。
They only want to seek their self-satisfaction.
他们看钱就抓。
And they see the money and they grab for it.
看地位就抓。
They see the position and they grab for it.
看好处就抓。
Any goodness they grab for it.
完全为着满足。
And they satisfy the flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果在教会的侍奉中，我们只为了自己的满足。
Therefore, brothers and sisters in service, if we self-satisfy,
真的是我们得罪主，对不对
Then we have offended, sinned against the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我你我都是 活在肉身的,
Brothers and sisters, we all live in the flesh.
这个魂的这个力量都在我们的里面。
And the power of the soul lies within each one of us.
我跟你们讲一件我很愚昧的事情。
I share something very foolish about myself with you. When I was young, I came to serve the Lord.
你知道一方面我讲道,
On the one hand, as I was preaching.
另外一面呢,我心里面偷偷地想, 最好我讲完道有人称赞我一下。
Hidden in my heart, I said, after I preach, it would be wonderful if someone came up to praise me.
所以有时候讲完道没有人称赞我就很难过了。
And so after I finished sharing and no one praised me for it, I felt bad.
你看这是什么心理呢?
And so what kind of attitude is that?
那么我后来一段时间比较老练一点,我励志啊。
And as I became more experienced, I determined to say, whatever you want me to say, Lord, I will share. And that is the preaching of the prophets, right?
所以有一次呢,我在一个聚会,在我那个聚会里面,我就照着主给我的心意那么去讲。
And one experience I had was I shared according to the guidance what the Lord put in me to share.
结果在讲台上,我自己讲就觉得很干燥啊。
And when I shared myself, I felt very dry.
我看弟兄姊妹听了无精打采。
And I saw brothers and sisters, they're very listless when they were in the audience.
所以那天呢,讲完道子我就难过得不得了。
And after the sharing, I felt very bad.
回到家里我就躺在床上。
And I was laying at home in bed.
午餐我也不要吃。
I did not feel like eating my lunch.
非常难过。
I felt terrible.
结果过一下呢,有一个这个 一个加拿大的姊妹打电话给我。
And then later on, there was a sister from Canada who called me.
她说, Brother son,
she said, Brother son,
你今天这个信息叫我很得帮助。
Oh, your message today of great help to me.
我想她大概来安慰我了。
I said, oh, maybe she's saying comforting words to me.
然后过一下又有一个姊妹打电话。
Shortly after, another sister called.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
今天我们必须要脱开我们的魂。
And today we must be delivered from our soul.
你如果凭着灵侍奉主,
if we serve in the Spirit,
你忠心侍奉就好,
if we serve faithfully, that's all required.
结果不是你的,
the result is not dependent upon
这是主的,
us. It is the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
我们知道这个人的这个魂对我们这个侍奉上的影响很厉害,
we know of the great influence the soul has in our service.
所以我们不能以自己的肚腹为神,
so our God cannot be our belly.
更可怕的是, 有人以羞辱为荣耀,
and even more frightening as it says here, that their glory and their shame.
我想我不需要讲今天的弟兄姊妹,有的时候你可以经历到,
now I don't need to share upon this, brothers and sisters, you know.
然后他保罗讲, 他们专以地上的事为念,
whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things.
这个属天的百姓啊,
now we're heavenly citizens.
结果呢,变成了属地的东西,
but now we're mindful of earthly things.
专以地上的事为念,
and we're only mindful of earthly things.
保罗说,他们的结局就是沉沦,
and Paul says, whose end is destruction.
你看英文讲的话是 destruction, 是毁坏,不是说他灭亡了,不是的。
Now it's not that they are they perish eternally, but whose end is destruction, is destroyed. And so when we serve as enemies of the cross,
你到最后呢,你就会变成什么呢?
At the end, what would become of us?
变成毁坏,
it will be destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, dear brothers and sisters,
一点点的果效也都没有,
we have no fruit to bear at all.
所以保罗呢,在腓立比书里面,
so Paul in the book of Philippians,
他不仅讲到了要认识十字架,
not only does he say to know the cross,
效法基督的死,
to be made conformable to the death of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
他也告诉我们,
he also tells us,
基督徒, 怎样来学十字架的功课?
Christians, how we learn this lesson of the cross.
我们好像这些道理啊,在各地都, 常年在讲,
now, there is much doctrine and preaching on this.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
and
the Lord says to bear our cross to follow after him.
我们知道,
basically, we understand to pick up our cross to follow him is to reject the self. That is the overall principle.
我们怎么样来实行呢?
How then do we put this into practice?
所以保罗用他自己本身的经历来告诉我,
so Paul shares his own experience with us.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们都知道腓立比书这卷书啊,
we know this book of Philippians.
非常的宝贵,
it is very precious.
因为保罗很少的书信能讲到这个, 基督徒的经历应该从什么地方开始?
Because it is seldom in the epistles of Paul, he shares how a Christian experience ought to be.
他可以说呢，从最基本的东西开始。
He can say it is from the very basic elementary things.
所以在腓立比书里面有一个很词出现的很多的。
And so there is this word that appears much in Philippians.
就是心思。
And it is our mind.
就是人的意念。
It is our attitude.
保罗知道我们要学这个十字架工作，要从心思上面先开始。
Therefore, Paul says, if we are to learn this lesson of the cross, it begins with our mind, our attitude.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is very important.
所以呢，我感觉到在腓立比书里面。
So that I feel in Philippians.
保罗给我们的这个所谓的属灵的经历的原则，都是一些入门的原则。
The spiritual principle which Paul tells us, it is for us to be elementary, just to enter the door.
它是一个很明显的路，可以
往。It is a very clear path before us that we can walk on.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以我们要学十字架的功课。
As we learn the lessons of the cross.
首先从心思开始。
First, it begins with our mind.
从你思想开始。
From our attitude.
所以我们都知道啊。
So we know.
腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节。
We know Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 through 8.
这是非常宝贵的一段圣经。
It is a very precious passage here.
它让我们看见基督心思的美丽。
So we can see the beauty of the mindset, the mind, the attitude of Christ.
它不仅让我们看见这个美丽的心思。
Not only do we see the beautiful mind here.
保罗也说你们要以这样的心思为心思。
But let this be mind.Of Christ be in you.
他是一个目榜样。
So this is an example for us.
他也是一个追求的路。
This is also a way for us to pursue.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
保罗深知一件事情。
Even though Paul, he says.
在我们魂的里面。
In our soul.
如果心思的问题不被解决。
If we don't deal with our mind.
我们的魂并没有完全被致死。
Then the soul cannot be put to death.
我们都晓得人的魂呢有心思、情感和意志。
We know in our soul there's our mind, our will, and our emotion.
其实心思是占有非常重要的一个地位。
And in the soul, the mind has a very strong position.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当如果我们的心思上面出问题的时候。
If there is a problem with our mind.
这个不仅影响我们个人的侍奉。
Not only it impacts our service.
也影响整个的教会。
Also, it will impact the entire church.
今天教会里面发生最大的难处在哪里呢？
And what is the greatest difficulty in the church today?
其实最大难处就在心思里面。
The greatest
思想里面。
Challenges are in our mind and our attitude.
你看腓立比的教会也是。
And you see that in the Philippian church.
保罗在第四章里面提到两个姊妹。
And Paul mentions two sisters in the Philippian church.
一个是有阿爹，一个寻都基。
And it is Euodias and also Syntyche.
我们知道这两个人曾经跟保罗一起同工过。
We know that Euodias and Syntyche, they served with Paul.
他们是爱主的姊妹。
And they are sisters who love the Lord.
因为他们也是很热心的。
And they were very zealous.
他们在弟兄姊妹中间还有点影响的力量。
And they also impact, influence brothers and sisters.
结果呢，他们两个人产生了一个难处。
And then there's a difficulty with these two sisters.
就是他们两个不同心。
Because they're not of one mind.
他原文的意思就，你看英文很清楚，他们的思想上出问题。
They're not of one heart, not of one mind.
你有你的想法，我有我的想法。
You have your way of thinking, I have my way of thinking.
结果同样是爱主的。
They both love the Lord.
是热心的。
They're zealous.
是爱弟兄姊妹的，爱教会的。
They love brothers and sisters. They love the church.
结果出现难处。
But there's a difficulty.
所以弟兄姊妹心思一出现难处。
So brothers and sisters, when there's the difficulty with our mind,
这个教会就出现难处。
There's difficulty for the church.
所以他们两个人因为发生了难处。
Because of the difficulty for these two individuals.
结果给腓立比的教会带来难处。
Brought hardship to the Philippian church.
所以有人也告，有人这样说啊。
And some will put it this
way. 保罗所以写腓立比书也是因为这两个姊妹。
Paul wrote Philippians because of these two sisters.
当然这是有一个原因在这里。
Of course, that's one of the reasons perhaps.
腓立比在保罗的心中是非常宝贵的一个聚会。
Because the church in Philippi was very precious to Paul.
他是保罗的喜乐。
It was his joy.
现在这个美好的聚会里面出现问题了。
Now this wonderful assembly here has a problem.
就因为两个姊妹他们的心思意念出现问题了。
Now because of the mind, the heart of these two sisters was that
all. 结果全教会都不安了。
And there was unrest in the entire church.
所以保罗就在监牢里面写了腓立比书。
So in prison, Paul wrote the book of Philippians.
保罗就从最基本的学习上开始。
From the very basic lesson he begins.
他就知道我们的人的心思啊，如果不转换。
He says if we are not renewed in our mind.
这个难处就没办法解决。
We cannot solve this hardship.
那我们到底同谁的心思呢？
Then who are we to be like-minded with?
所以在腓立比书第二章告诉我们。
So, Philippians chapter 2 says,
要以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
Let this mind of Christ be also in you.
啊，这个很特别啊。
Now, this is very unique here.
我觉得保罗书信中有一些的话呢，这个你仔细读，你就发觉这个很特别。
Now I discover when we read very carefully the epistles of Paul, it is very unique.
保罗在肉身上没有跟随过基督。
Now Paul himself in the flesh have not followed Christ.
他怎么知道基督的思想心思呢？
Now how is it then he will know the mind, the heart, the attitude of Christ?
当然这是圣灵给他特别的启示。
Of course, this is a special revelation by the Spirit.
他这个是透过灵里面对基督的认识。
It is, he understood, he know Christ by the Spirit.
在哥罗西书里面也有一段话很特别。
And there are also very unique works in Colossians.
这些都是从圣灵直接在他里面所做的开启。
It is by revelation of the Spirit within Paul.
他好像跟主之间的关系亲密的不得了。
It seems like he was so intimate with the Lord.
好像一个老朋友一样。
It was like old pals.
你完全了解他的个性。
He completely knew what the other was thinking.
完全了解他的心思是什么。
He knows exactly what the mindset is.
感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
主把他的心思启示给保罗。
Our Lord revealed his mind to Paul.
所以保罗就告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
所有的基督徒都应该追求以基督的心思为心。
All Christians ought to pursue to be like-minded.With Christ.
这一段话
Now these words here
过去这几十年我讲过在很多地方都交通
I've preached on this passage many a times throughout the decade
因为感觉太重要
Because they are so important
如果我们所有的弟兄姊妹都能从这个最基本的地方来学习
If all brothers and sisters can learn this very basic lesson
我们的聚会生活会美好的多
Then our church living, our worship life will be so wonderful.
而今天直到今天，我看各处的聚会，包括我们个人期间，这个心思上面的问题都是非常严重的。
I see throughout all the assemblies, including ours, that it is very important concerning this mindset.
很简单一件事情。
It is very simple.
如果你我心思不一样
，If we are different minded,
我们就交不通的，对不对
？We cannot.We fellowship, it will not connect, it will not flow.
弟兄姊妹，你交不通，你怎么在一起服事呢
？If you share, there's no fellowship. How can we serve together?
所以这是多么重要的一件事情。
It is so important.
所以我们要放下自己的，我们追求用基督那样的心思。
So let us put aside, put down ourselves, and pursue to be like-minded with Christ.
实在来讲
，Now truth be told,
这个基督的心思
，this mind of Christ,
就是十字架的心思。
It is the mind of the cross.
它不仅让我们看见它的美丽
Not only do we see the beauty of it
它每一个点都是可以学习的
Each particular point here is a lesson for us
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
所以我们要学十字架的功课
So we must learn the lesson of the cross
我们如果明白这段话
If we understand this passage
你就知道怎么样的背十字架跟从主
We know then how to pick up our cross to follow after our Lord
所以学十字架的功课是从心思开始的。
So when we learn the lesson of the cross, it begins with our mind.
这一段话
This passage,
很清楚
very clear.
也可以说呢，保罗给我们呢这个十字架的功课的这入门的学习。
It is to enter the door. This is a pathway for us to learn the lessons of the cross.
是我们学习的 ABC 啊。
It is the basic ABCs.
啊。非常重要。
It is extremely important.
虽然很简单
，though they're simple，
但确实也很深奥。
But it is also very deep.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我愿意再利用一点的时间
，Let me use some time，
把这一些的点给弟兄姊妹们再做一点的交通。
To share somewhat more on these particular points.
啊，希望今天主的灵。真理的灵引我们进入这个世界。
We pray the Spirit of Truth will lead us into such truth.
首先呢，保罗告诉我们。
First, Paul tells us.
这是一个思想的问题。
This is a matter of our mind.
所以你要常常想。
So we must consider, be mindful of it. We have to be mindful of it.
首先，你如果思想转变了，你就做得出来。
If we have a renewing of our mind, then we can do this.
我们都知道，人怎么想就怎么活的。
Because we do what we think.
我们的行动都是受我们思想的支配。
And we are directed by what we are thinking.
所以如果我们思想转变
了 So when we have a renewing of our mind,
我们的行为也转变
And our actions will be renewed.
所以你不需要拉着这个当作这个教条你努力去做不要
So we do not need to follow it by creed and try to practice in this way, no.
你把它放在你的心思当中
But consider, meditate upon it.
碰见事情的想一想
And then when, whatever we encounter, give it some thought. It is amazing.
圣灵会给你力量
The Holy Spirit will empower you.
自然让你能够做到
Then we're able to practice it.
所以好不好请弟兄姊妹打开腓立比书第二章
So brothers and sisters, let us turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2.
我们从这个第六节这里开始来。
We'll begin with verse 6.
他说他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who existing in the form of God counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped.
这指着基督说的。
And so this is speaking of Christ.
因为主耶稣呢他本来就是神
Because he was verily God
他本来就是神的形象
He is in the form of God
他好像有地位有权柄可以来抓住
He has a position and the power he can hold on to it
他不抓
Yet he did not grasp it
所以说呢主耶稣有资格抓他也不抓
He was qualified to grab it but he did not
所以呢这里告诉我们呢
So it tells us
第一个点十字架的心思第一个点就是不强夺
The first point of the lesson of the cross do not grab for it is not to be repined for
这个字在希腊文里很有意思
Now in the Greek this is very interesting
它原文的意思就是不要抓住不放
It says Do not grab for you're in your grasp and you will not let go.
你看今天我们的难处就是我们很多人抓住些东西不肯放。
This is our hardship today. We hold on so tightly we will not let go.
弟兄姊妹不要抓住。
Brothers and sisters, do not hold so tightly. We cannot let go.
那么它可以延伸出来的那个意思是什么呢
And so what does it lead us to think about this?
就是我们的侍奉的事上。
And so when we serve,
不好强不争胜。
And that we do not insist and we do not want to win and have our way.
所以我常常和弟兄姊妹讲
So brothers and sisters, I often share.
只要尽自己的本分就好了
When we serve the Lord, we do our best.
你不需要去比来比去的
We do our part. We don't need to compare.
你更不需要要好强
We are not competing.
哇年轻的时候我们这个思想意念不像主
No, when we're young, we like to compete unlike the Lord
那努力读圣经那么努力追求看很多属灵书籍
And we pursue to read the Bible, spiritual and the reference books and the spiritual books
就像今天在基督教里面要装备自己
And so just like Christendom, we are equipping ourselves, getting ready
装备自己干嘛呢
Why do we equip ourselves?
要跟别人打仗
Oh, because we're fighting with others Brothers and sisters.
是的
No. No.
不要争强斗胜
We are not competing and trying to win over someone.
就是不要坚持
Do not insist.
你知道我们有的时候哎呀一坚持是一个东西来的那真的是谁也动不了你对不对
And when we're so insistent, nobody can change us or move us.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
主与神是同等的。
Now, the Lord is equal with God.
他有这个资格，他不争。
He is qualified, yet he did not fight for it.
我们今天呢，没有资格，我们还争得厉害。
We are not qualified whatsoever, but we're fighting, competing over it.
我们知道今天这个世界啊，是争斗不休的。
And this is a competitive world. Everyone's fighting over something.
全世界都在乱。
And the whole world is in chaos.
你天天看的新闻都是世界在争来争去的。
All over the news in the world, there's chaos and fighting and competing.
都是想压倒别人。
It's because I want to win over and put someone else down.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
在教会里呢。
Is that in the church?
也是这样的情形呢。
It is the same situation.
到处都看见这种情况。
We see it throughout.
如果你要用你的灵侍奉神。
If we serve in the spirit.
要背十字架，学十字架功课。
To pick up the cross.
第一件事情。
To learn the lesson of the cross.
就是不争胜。
First lesson is not to compete.
其实我常常想，一切事都是主的，对吧
？We know all belongs to the Lord.
我在各处有时候常常和弟兄姊妹讲。
I share often with brothers and sisters.
我说呢所有的羊都是主的。
All the sheep, all the lamb belongs to the Lord.
没有一只羊是你的。
Not one sheep is ours.
我们聚会常常又跑掉几只羊。
And sometimes we say, oh, some sheep has been lost.
弟兄姊妹，这羊是你的吗？
Brothers and sisters, does the lamb belong to us?
不是你的羊。
It is not our lamb.
好好的服侍嘛。
Serve well.
来了几个人，我们多了几只羊。
If some comes, we have a bigger flock.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这有什么意义？
What meaning is that?
对不对？
Right?
所以今天在地上，你只好要好好的忠心侍奉主。
So let us learn to serve well, serve faithfully.
尽你做人的本分去。
To do our part as we serve, do our part.
所以求主让我们在主跟前能够真真实实的学点十架功课。
So let us be loyal and true as we learn these lessons of the cross.
所以呢，这第一步，你就是心思里面有这个。不争强斗争。
So the first in our mindset, not to be competing, to grab, to in our grasp for it.
别人侍奉上能够显出功效，我们为他高兴。
If others can manifest the function of their service, we rejoice.
因为这是主的荣耀。
This is to the glory of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，所以第一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, the first thing.
叫不抢夺。
We do not grab.
然后第七节。
Verse 7.
他说反倒虚己。
But made himself of no reputation. He emptied himself.
你看这个英文就讲到这个反倒虚己原文倒空自己。
And so he emptied himself.
那弟兄姊妹们我们己里面有很多东西啊。
Now brothers and sisters, in ourselves, there are so much things.
我们每天都要把它倒空倒空。
Now, we really have to empty it daily.
你知道告诉你个秘诀。
I tell you a secret.
你晚上如果要睡觉睡得好。
If you want to sleep well at night.
睡觉之前呢先把己里面倒空。
And if we want to have a good night's rest, empty ourselves before we go to bed.
保证你今天晚上就睡得好。
I guarantee you have a good night's rest.
就像我们家里面有很多的垃圾垃圾对不对
Just like in our homes, perhaps we compile a lot of garbage.
哎呀你到了晚上最好都把它拿去倒掉对不对
And we just get rid of it before we sleep.
哎你会发现倒垃圾是很快乐一件事。
We'll discover when we throw away all the junk, it brings a lot of joy.
对不对所以我们今天也是在主面前学会把这个己里面东西倒空。
So let us learn this lesson to empty ourselves.
啊我们己里面东西太多了。
There's so much of the self.
所以呢达比弟兄说
And so, Darby says,
他说人的己啊就是仇敌的工厂。
And so, the self in man is the factory for the enemy.
神在这个撒旦在哪里做工啊
And where is the field in which Satan works?
就在你的己里面做工。
It is in the self which he works.
哇这个产品多得不得了啊。
Oh, there's so much production of the self in that factory.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在地上曾经说过。
When our Lord was on earth, he said.
在约翰福音十四章他这样说。
In the gospel according to John chapter 14, he said.
他说这世界的王要来了。
The king of the world has come.
但他在我里面是毫无所有。
But he has nothing in me.
因为主不活在己的里面。
Because the Lord does not live whatsoever in the self.
主受浸的时候已经把他的己埋葬了。
When he was baptized, the self was buried.
所以呢，魔鬼在主的身上找不到地方的。
Therefore, the devil has no ground in which to work in the Lord.
不能做任何事情。
There's no production at all.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们的己啊里面，如果不被倒空的话呢？
So brothers and sisters, if we do not empty ourselves, there is so much ground for the enemy to work.
尤其我们这个己如果被太多的事物霸占住的时候呢
And if so many things in the self that occupy us,
你就根本没有空处为主了
There's no ground, no empty space, no space for the Lord to work at all.
所以我们记得当我们的己一发动的时候
So, let us remember when the self is at work,
侍奉一定是走样子的
Our service will go astray.
所以呢今天我们说学会倒空自己。
So let us learn to empty ourselves.
这是第二个重要的点。
This is the second important point in this passage.
第三件事。
The third point.
我们看见。
We see.
他取了奴仆的形象。
And took upon him the form as a servant.
这个也是非常重要的一件事情。
This is also very important.
如果你仔细地读这句话的语气
So when we read carefully the tone in which these words are spoken
它这个取呢是一个主动的
So to assume, to put on is very actively doing so
是主耶稣基督自己愿意取奴仆的形象
So he was very willing to put on this form to assume it
所以当他从荣耀里面来到这个地上的时候
So when he came from glory into this world.
那么神问他说你要取个什么形象呢？
So what is the form you're to take?
啊，弟兄姊妹们，诶，结果出乎我们意料之外，主取了个奴仆的形象。
When asked, the Lord says, I will put on the form of a servant.
主为什么取奴仆的形象呢？
And why was he so willing to assume this form?
因为我们知道奴仆是为着服侍的。
Because this form of the service in order to put on is to serve.
主是神的儿子。
The Lord is the Son of God.
但是他却取奴仆的形象。
But willingly, he put on the form of a servant.
当然我们知道这个奴仆是家奴，是神的家奴。
Of course, this is a bond servant. It is a servant of the household.
不是世上人的奴仆。
It is not a slave in this world.
是神的奴仆。
It is a bond servant of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so, brothers and sisters.
我们只有取奴仆的形象。
Only when we're willing to put on this form.
我们才能侍奉神。
Then we can serve God.
因为保罗很清楚。
Now, Paul knew clear.
在他们的时代里面人家是蓄奴的。
Now, in the Paul's generation, they're bond servants.
在家一个家庭里面如果有奴隶的话呢。
Now, there are slaves in the household.
这个奴隶是没有地位的。
The slaves have no position at all.
他是完全要听主人的。
They must obey absolute obedience to the master.
主人叫他做什么他就做什么。
The slave will do absolutely what the master says.
这是取奴仆形象的。一个意义。
This is the meaning of such a form of a servant.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看今天啊。
Today.
尤其年轻弟兄姊妹有很多人愿意侍奉主。
There are many young brothers and sisters who are willing to serve the Lord.
我曾经呢有一次去到一个神学院去看一个弟兄。
I went to visit a brother in a seminary once.
后来我们在祷告的时候。
And as we were praying.
他一直在那祷告。主啊我要做大工我要做大工。
When we were praying, he continued to say, Lord, I'm going to do great work, I'm going to do great work.
那天我跟他一起祷告。
And when we were,
真的是心里面这个感觉很特别。
Yeah, so it was quite something. And when we were praying together in my heart, it just felt very funny.
有人说好了我这个没有恩赐我不要什么能力。
I don't want any gifts, any power.
但至少我要取一个属灵的形象，属灵人的形象，对不对？
Oh, but I want the form of a spiritual man, right?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不。
No.
我们的主取奴仆的形象。
Our Lord put on the form of a servant.
这是十字架的意念。
And this is the mind of the cross.
全心为的主。
It is wholeheartedly to the Lord.
没有自己。
No self.No self at all.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
当保罗在大马士的路上遇见主的时候。
On the way to Damascus when Paul saw the Lord.
我们都知道那个时候主已经升天了。
Now we know our Lord already ascended at that time.
他已经是万王之王万主之主。
He has already been anointed the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
所以当主问保罗说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我。
So when the Lord asked Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
就说他问说主啊你是谁
He answers, Lord, who are you?
就说我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
I am Jesus of Nazareth whom you persecute.
你知道吧拿撒勒人耶稣拿撒勒人就是奴仆形象的一个代号。
And so when the Lord puts, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, he's saying, I am that servant. That is the term.
主没有用他天上的威荣向保罗显现。
God did not,The Lord did not reveal himself in his majesty to Paul.
我们从那天开始起。
So from that moment on,
保罗也取奴仆的形象。
Paul also took on the form of a servant.
所以保罗一生在主面前他都写我是耶稣基督的奴仆。
So in Paul's epistles, he said the servant, the bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是没他看见了基督。
He saw Christ.
我们的主在地上就是为了服侍。不是神。
And our Lord came to earth to serve God.
所以这是一个十字架的意念。
And this is the mind of the cross.
今天如果我们在教会中我们都取奴仆的形象。
If we all will take on the form of a servant.
多么美好。
In the church, how wonderful and beautiful it is.
所以今天你不需要做什么你要这个要有这样的一个思想。
It is not something that we must do today, but have this mindset.
这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
And this is extremely precious.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在往下。
As we continue.
第七节说呢。
Verse 7.
不仅取了奴仆的形象。
Not only did he take upon him the form of a servant.
他也成为人的样式。
But was made in the likeness of man.
我们都知道这里这个人呢。它希腊原文呢是一个多数字。
Now we know in the original, in the Greek, it is a plural form of men.
啊，这是一个很有意思的一件事。
Now this is very interesting, meaningful.
成为众人的样式。
And so in the likeness of men.
所以呢，我自己有这样的一个领会。
And so this is my understanding.
如果你成为众人的样式的话
If we're in the likeness of men, plural,
什么意思？就是你很平凡呢、
啊。What does that mean? Very common.
一点都不突出啊。
There's no extraordinary at all.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的主来到地上，他就是要成为一个平平凡凡的人。
Brothers and sisters, he came as a common man, an ordinary man.
他出生在木匠的家里。
And he was born in the house of a carpenter.
生活跟他的兄弟姐妹一起。
He had the same life as all his brothers and sisters.
30年一点都没有什么突出的地方。
For 30 years, nothing extraordinary.
所以30岁他出来侍奉主的时候。
So when he was 30, he came to serve.
你就看这个是约瑟那个木匠的儿子。
Others will say, isn't he the son of Joseph?
他呢非常的平凡。
He was so ordinary.
这30年可能很劳苦。
Now perhaps he labored diligently for 30 years.
所以才30岁看起来像50岁。
He worked so hard when he was 30. He looked like he was 50.
没有加薪美容。
And he had no esteem. Others had no esteem for him.
所以他出来了。
So when he came.
就告诉人家他是神的儿子。
And others say he said I'm the son of God.
没有犹太人没法接受。
And the Jews cannot accept that in that form.
犹太人一看，你就是神的儿子啊。
And they would wonder how can you be the son of God in this form?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你就是这样去非常平凡的人的样子。
This is our Lord, very ordinary and common.
我常常讲。做一个平凡人有什么不好啊
？And I would think, what's wrong with being a common person, an ordinary person?
你老想出人头地。
If we want to be extraordinary, outstanding.
你老想变一个出名的人。
And we want to become famous.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你越出名呢，挨骂的机会越多。
The more famous you are, the more scolding you'll get.
你平凡人也没有人骂你。
If you're a commoner, no one cares about you and scolds you.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们的主来到地上就是愿意平平凡凡
And our Lord was willing to be very common ordinary.
所以他称我们为弟兄也不以为耻
So he was not ashamed to call us brethren.
他就是愿意跟我们打成一片
He is willing to be the same with us.
哎，我一点都不要弄出一个什么特别的样子
Not outstanding, extraordinary from us at all.
所以一个人呢，越属灵就越平常
The more spiritual one is, the more common, ordinary、
哎这个、
they are.That is normal.
我看见有些人追求属灵追求到一个地步啊，别人看见他都害怕。
I see someone want to pursue spirituality so spiritual that others shy away from them.
真的
，It's true.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
觉得自己很神气啊。
Because we think we're so proud.
我们的心思不像主。
Our mindset is not like our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus,
是一个平凡的人
though he was very common, ordinary,
却蛮有人的味道
and he had completely like us.
所以他是整个人类历史中间最正常的一个人
But he was the normal man throughout history. He was one normal man.
我们很麻烦的
We are very complex, troublesome.
你知道我们一升高就骄傲
And when we are exalted, we become boastful.
我们一降低的话就自卑的不得了
And when we are humble, we become so depressed.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters, no.
所以你要把主摆在眼前
And place the Lord before us.
基督才是我们的标杆呢。
Christ is our goal.
你不要去看别人。
Not look at others.
你们原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for putting it this way.
我曾经过去也有机会了接触一些所谓基督教里面的大人物。
Now I have an opportunity to meet some big shots in Christianity.
哎呦，我一看见他们我就很自卑啊。
Now when I see them, I kind of feel a low self-esteem.
学问又大。
They have great degrees.
有的人字也写得漂亮。
Oh, they write so pretty, nicely.
有的口才也好。
They're very eloquent.
哇，站起来一表人才。
And when they stand, they look so sharp.
我看见他们我就很惭愧。
And when I see them, I feel ashamed.
心里很难过。
And I feel bad.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
要回到家里。
When I go home.
没祷告。
When I pray.
我一看见主。
I see the Lord.
我里面就快乐了。
And I become glad and joyful.
哇，主可亲可近啊。
Oh, our Lord is so personable. I can draw near to him.
比主更好。
No one is better than our Lord.
是不是呢
？Is that so?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord。
所以今天呢，所有侍奉主的人
，so today as we serve the Lord，
应该像主一样。
We should all be like our Lord。
你要把这个思想摆在你的思想的里面。
So let this mind be in us。
啊，所以 主给我们做了美好的榜样。
So our Lord is our perfect example.
这些呢都是十字架的意念。
And all this is the mind of the cross.
你仔细想一想看。
Now think carefully.
若是没有十字架。
Without the cross.
我们的魂做得到吗？
Can our soul do all of this?
根本不可能的事情。
Impossible. Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
然后呢？
And then.
他说既有人的样子就自己卑微。
And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself.
这个自己卑微，就他自己降卑他的自己。
He willingly, he humbled himself.
那么还有一个意思就是说呢，他微小他的自己。
Now he humbled himself still further. He made himself little.
这个是自愿的。
And this is willingness.
啊，不是别人勉强你的。
It is not by coercion by others.
弟兄姊妹们，一个人呢，如果常常感觉自己很小。
Now, brothers and sisters, sometimes we feel we're so little.
其实是最有福的。
Now, when we feel we're very small, it's most blessed.
你自己是这个保等于蒙到保护。
Now, because we know we need others to protect us.
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候呢。
So when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
他就是微小他的自己。
He made himself lower.
所以你看见他用的形象是什么？是羔羊，对不对？
And so that is the image he has, a lamb.
一个小小的羔羊。
A small lamb.
别人都希望他是狮子。
Others want him to be the lion.
哦，主说不，我喜欢做羔羊。
Our Lord says no, I want to be a lamb.
你看在启示录里面告诉我们。
And in Revelation it tells us.
哇，那个长老说，看啊，犹大支派的狮子。
The elders say, look, behold, the lion of Judah.
结果约翰一看啊。
And when John looked.
没有狮子。
No lion.
只有羔羊。
A lamb.
主耶稣取微小的形象。
And the Lord lowered himself.
你知道在启示录里面这个羔羊这个字啊，是比约翰福音书里面不一样。
Now the lamb in Revelation is different from the lamb in the Gospel according to John.
因为它强调更小。
Because the lamb emphasis even smaller in Revelation.
万王之王万主之主。
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他取一个微小的形象。
And he had a small image.
哇，你看那个魔鬼出来的时候啊。
And when the enemy comes out.
瘦啊。
He was the beast.
啊，七头十角。
And he has 7 heads and 10 horns.
哇，这个出来就惊人了，对不对？
And it is so awesome, frightful.
结果启示录告诉我们。
Revelation tells us.
是这个微小的羔羊胜过兽。
It is this little lamb that has overcome this beast.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主很奇妙，他的心思意念跟我们不一样。
How wonderful is our Lord. His mindset is completely different from ours.
所以我们常常讲啊。
So oftentimes we would say.
大卫，旧约的大卫。
David in the Old Testament.
他最能够代表主。
He can represent the Lord.
就什么，大卫很轻看自己。
Because David had a low esteem for himself.
他后代的君王很少有像他的。
And all the kings after him was not very many like him.
当神祝福他的时候。
And when God blessed David.
他在神面前微小自己。
And he humbled himself before the Lord.
就神啊，我的家算得了。
He says, Lord, what is my house?
你既然这样的祝福。
That you would bless my house, remember my house in this way, of course.
今天我们在神的面前降卑自己，微小自己很容易啊。
It is easy for us to humble, lower ourselves before our God today.
但不简单，他在扫罗王面前他也降卑自己。
But even in, before King Saul, David humbled himself.
扫罗逼迫他。
King Saul was persecuting him.
他对扫罗说什么呢？
What did he say to Saul?
他说，你不必带这么多的军队，你要抓我这个死狗。
And then you don't have to have such a big army to chase me like a dead dog.
保罗在扫罗的大卫在扫罗的面前微小。
And how David lowered himself before King Saul.
更不容易的是什么？
What is even more difficult?
他在他妻子的面前也微小自己。
He even lowered himself before his wife.
所以呢，当他的妻子轻看他的时候。
And so when his wife belittled him.
大卫对米甲说。
And so, David said to Michael.
他说我要更轻贱自己。
I can even make myself abase even more for the Lord.
这个不简单呢。
This is not easy.
今天呢，如果我们在教会里在年长弟兄姊妹面前微小自己，那容易，对不对？
And so to the elders in the church, we can lower ourselves before them quite easily.
在神面前更容易。
And before God, of course.
回家到了妻子面前呢。
But when we go home before our wives.
这个要微小自己啊。
For us to make ourselves little of no reputation.
说就有点不容易了。
It's not easy.
对不对啊？
Right?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
大卫有这样的意念。
And this is David's mindset.
大卫很像基督。
And David was like Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们的主给我做了美好的榜样。
Our Lord is a perfect example for us today.
保罗因着看见基督。
And Paul, because he saw Christ.
他也微小他的自己。
He made himself little.
我不晓得。他在这个使徒行传十三章那里啊。
In the book of Acts chapter 13 there.
他改他的名字。
He changed his name.
改他的名字叫做 Paul.
He says his name is now Paul.
本来是扫罗。
It was Saul.
变成保罗。
Now it's Paul.
保罗是什么意思啊
?What does Paul mean?
保罗就是小的意思。
Paul means little.
今天好多弟兄姊妹喜欢用保罗。
Now, today many brothers might like the name Paul.
哦我们说这是大名啊。
Oh, this is a big name.
保罗说错了小名。
Paul says, no, it means little.
所以你取名保罗。
If you have, you want to take the name Paul.
你要记得你要微小自己。
You have to lower yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的主的心思极其美丽。
Our Lord's mindset is extremely beautiful.
但是这是一个十字架的意念。
And this is the thought, the mind of the cross.
今天我们要跟随主。
So today, if we want to follow the Lord and to serve the Lord,
我们要学主的样子。
We have to learn of Him.
保罗说，你思想中要有这个东西。
And so Paul says, let this mind be in you.
所以我们感觉到在腓立比书第二章里面的这一段话。
So in Philippians chapter 2 here,
应该是常常被提起来的。
It was often a reminder for us.
是我们天天都应该记住。
Daily we have to remember this.
弟兄姊妹们，这个你才能帮助你知道怎样背十字架。
Then brothers and sisters, it will help us how we pick up our cross daily.
十字架的功课从这里来学。
And this is the beginning lesson.
然后他下面就讲说呢。
And then,
他就平心顺服。
And being obedient.
我们都知道顺服这个难学的功课。
Now obedience is extremely hard lesson to learn.
整个宇宙都因为仇敌的背叛而背叛。
And the entire universe rebel because of the rebellion of the enemy.
却因为主耶稣的顺服扭转了整个。
Because of the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is turned about.
所以顺服是最叫神得荣耀。
And so obedience brings most glory to God.
而在我们基督徒的生活里面。
In the Christian living.
我们知道顺服是很难的。
We know it's very difficult to obey.
因为我们里面有悖逆的天性。
Because we are rebellious by nature.
弟兄姊妹们，你要把这个意念放在心上。
Brothers and sisters, let this mind be in you.
存心顺服。
Being became obedient.
变成顺服。
He became obedient.
所以我们主到地上来，他是一个顺服最大的榜样。
So when our Lord, he was the perfect example of obedience.
我们主的顺服。
And our Lord's obedience.
在宇宙中产生了最大的影响的力量。
Has brought about the greatest impact throughout the universe.
这个顺服的生命说明是个柔软的生命。
And this obedient life speaks of a tender life.
一个刚硬的生命是不可能顺服。
A life that is hardness cannot obey.
弟兄姊妹，我们都承认我们是很刚硬。
Brothers and sisters, we confess we are very stubborn.
所以你要把这个思想放在心里面。
So have this mind be in you.
当你思想的时候。
When you meditate and think about it.
圣灵的工作能使你顺服。
The work of the Holy Spirit will help us to obey.
因为圣灵会借着十字架。
The Holy Spirit through the cross will mortify the flesh.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个顺服的意思,
this meaning of obedience,
主耶稣在科西马尼园里面把它解释得最清楚。
Our Lord Jesus explained this most clearly in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们记得那次主在那里祷告。
We know as our Lord prayed,
汗像血点一样滴下。
And he has sweat drops of blood.
他对父亲说,
and he prayed to the Father.
父啊,
Father,
倘若可行。
If it is possible,
叫这杯离开我。
Let this cup pass.
然而不要照我的意思。
Yet not my will, but thy will be done.
那里的意思原文就是意志，就是我们的 will.
Not my will, but thy will be done.
所以顺服就是一个意志上的降服。
And so, the obedience is a surrendering of the will.
把我们的意志降服在神的意志。
We surrender, put our will under the will of God.
所以主耶稣在地上一生的年日。
So throughout all the days of our Lord Jesus,
他没有自己的主张。
He did not have his own will.
他每一件事情都是遵行天父的意思。
And each and every action obey the Father.
父叫他怎样说，他就怎样说。
He spoke as the Father wanted him to speak.
父叫他怎样做他就怎样做。
And he worked as the Father wanted him to do.
因此形成了一个非常美丽的一个顺服生活。
And he had an example, perfect, beautiful example of a life of obedience.
弟兄姊妹们，我们侍奉主几十年。
Brothers and sisters, as we serve the Lord for decades.
我承认一直到今天顺服的功课。
I serve so long and I confess this lesson of obedience is most difficult.
但是无论怎样困难,
regardless of the challenge,
你要把这个思想放在你的思想。
This mindset must be in us.
因为我们有愿意的心神会成全我。
When we have a willingness, God will complete, He will perfect.
你说主啊我愿意降服。
You say, Lord, I'm willing to surrender.
就能使你降服。
And he will help us, make us to surrender.
因为十字架的工作已经做成了。
Because he has already finished the work of the cross.
最后
Lastly,
他死在十字架上。
Even the death of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
所以我们说这个整个的意念思想是一个十字架的思想。
Therefore, we say this mindset is completely the mindset of the cross.
到了十字架。
When it reaches the cross.
这是最羞辱的一个死。
It is one of a shameful death.
却是成熟的生命最大的表现。
Yet, it is the greatest manifestation of a mature life.
如果一个人经历十字架的死,
if we experience the death of the cross,
属灵的生命就从我们身上能够得到。
The spiritual life will outflow and be manifested from us.
所以我常常讲十字架的死是属灵生命的一个最大反应。
Now, therefore, I often say the death of the cross is the greatest response of our Christian life.
当事情来到的时候
and when matters come upon us,
的情况来到的时候
and unpleasant things before us,
那么我们的表现是十字架的死。
If we manifest the death of the cross,
那就是一个属灵的表现。
It is a spiritual manifestation of our life.
十字架的死
the death of the cross,
是完全的无止。
It is a completely selfless life.
旧约神为什么要以色列百姓献祭?
Why is it in the Old Testament God required a sacrifice from his people?
我们都知道一只羊一只牛当他献祭的时候
We know that when the ox or the sheep is offered,
他不仅宰杀流血
Not only is the animal slain and the blood is shed,
最后放在祭坛上的时候把它完全烧成
But at last when it's placed on the altar, it's completely burned to ashes.
所以奉献是完全无止。
So, consecration, a sacrifice is completely loss of the self.
我们的主就是这样。
And this is our Lord.
就是他最后到十字架上的时候。
At last, when he was on the cross.
他就死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
完全无止。
Completely selfless.
所以他是神的荣耀。
And that is to God's glory.
今天我们的主为我们做了榜样。
Our Lord is our perfect example today.
这个榜样成了保罗一生追求的一个标杆。
This example is the pursuit of the goal for Paul.
在侍奉上。
In his service.
保罗知道需要用灵。
Paul knows to serve in the spirit.
但如果要用灵。
If to serve in the spirit.
必须有十字架的工作。
There must be the working of the cross.
必须让十字架工作做工在我们的魂里。
There must be the working of the cross upon our soul.
我们的魂被对付多少。
How much our soul is dealt with.
我们的灵就能得到多少的自由。
How much liberty our spirit will have.
所以灵的品质。
So, the quality of the spirit.
是根据魂所受对付的程度。
It is according to the measure of the dealing upon the soul.
所以你把这些放在你的思想里面。
So when we have all this in our mind.
你天天的思想。
And daily meditate.
思想到一个地步。
And we think upon it.
你的生活都能表现出这些了。
And our life is able to manifest that.
弟兄姊妹，你思想的越多。
Brothers and sisters, the more we think upon them.
那么你所对付的越多。
The more it is dealt with.
你灵的品质就越高。
Then the quality of the spirit is greater and higher.
今天呢，在神的儿女当中。
Therefore, today amongst the children of God.
就是我们最大的区别在哪里？
Where is the distinction?
区别在这个灵的品质上。
The distinction lies in the quality of that spirit.
今天主在地上寻找一个高品质的灵。
Today, the Lord is seeking for a high quality of a spirit within them.
因为只有这样的人神能用。
Only such individuals God can use.
因为只有这样的人能把神的祝福带到地上。
Because only upon such vessels, these individuals can bring blessing to this world.
他们能与神敞开的交通。
And there is a free fellowship between such individuals and God.
他们能把神的意象中神的旨意带到地上。
They're able to bring the vision from God upon this world.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是一个紧迫的时代。
This is an urgent generation.
若是主得不到这样的人。
God cannot gain such individuals.
整个时代都要落在黑暗的里面。
Such generation will fall into darkness.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的侍奉在主面前到底有多少的价值。
Now, what quality, what value is there in our service to God?
就是看你的灵到底。
depends on upon our spirit, how much we serve in the spirit. Therefore, Paul says, I serve in the flesh
before.
And now I serve in the spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters.
所以这个心思的问题,
therefore, this matter of the mind is of utmost importance. And so in Philippians chapter 4, verse
8,
it says, finally, whatsoever things are true, and this is good and pure.
你们要把这些思想放在,
and you have to think upon these things.
如果在教会中,
and brothers and sisters, learn of these things. And we have the mindset of Christ be in us.
那么腓立比书第二章第一节到四节，那个美好身体的生活就能被显明。Then
Philippians chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, the beautiful manifestation of body life is revealed.
因为我们有一样的心思,
we have one mind,
有一样的意念,
and the one heart.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
爱中可以劝勉,
and then we can forgive in love,
邻里可以交通,
and we have fellowship of the Spirit.
啊,我们可以显出我们的心肠慈悲怜悯,
and we have bowels of mercy.
你看见, 保罗给我们看见一个美好的教会生活。
Therefore, Paul shows us a beautiful picture of church life. It's a body life.
在乎我们有基督的心思而已。
If we are like-minded as Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
基督这个标杆改变了保罗侍奉的整个形态。
Christ being Paul's goal completely transformed his life, his service.
愿主在这个末后的日子,
may the Lord in these last days,
我们还有一点点的机会的时候,
while we have a little while,
接受我们弟兄给我们的劝勉,
we'll receive this encouragement from our brother,
我们也把这个标杆把它建立,
that we will set up and have such a clear mark before us, and we pursue after this goal,
愿我们生活满了基督的丰富,
so that our life will be filled with the fullness of Christ,
愿我们侍奉在灵里面使神得荣耀,
that in our service of the Spirit we will glorify God.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要主的恩典,
we need the Lord's grace.
今天不仅整个世界混乱,
not only is there turmoil in the entire world,
今天地上的教会也非常的混乱,
there is still much chaos in the church today.
但愿每个弟兄姊妹眼前都有清楚明亮的标杆。
May each one of us have a very clear goal and mark before us.
愿主因这些话祝福我们。
And may the Lord through his own word bless us.
我们请低头在这祷告。
Let us bow our head for a further word of prayer.
主啊, 我们这是满心的感谢你。
Oh Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
你是何等的爱我们。
How thou lovest us.
虽然时代在转变,
and though the generations change,
但是你没有丢下我们,
but thou hast not forsaken us.
你仍旧爱我们,
thou lovest us.
你仍旧愿意用你的话来光照我们,
thou continue to use thy word to enlighten us.
用你的话来引导我们,
and thy word guides us.
主啊,
Lord,
但愿你成为我们每个弟兄姊妹里面明确的标杆。
May thou become that clear goal before each and every one of us.
如同在保罗的里面一样,
as in the, within the heart of Paul.
改变我们的生活,
transform our lives.
改变我们的侍奉,
transform our service.
让我们在这最末了的一段时间中,
so in these last days,
能有美好的光景,
we'll have a beautiful condition.
不仅活在你的面前,
not only before thee,
也能够迎接你的再来,
but that we will welcome thee.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, bless thy own word.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.